Now for a view from Asia, we're joined by Tom Easton. He's Asia Business Editor for The Economist magazine in Hong Kong. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me on.
How are stock investors in Shanghai reacting today, and what triggered it, really?
Well, interestingly, the market bounced back today. It's up about 4%. And if you're a critic, I don't know if you would be more critical or more worried about the decline yesterday of 9 to 10% or the increase today of 4%. Both of them have really no evident reason for why they would occur. So the question is, what is driving the market? Typically, what you would imagine would drive a stock market move is what is going on with companies. After all, if people think they make a lot of money, shares tend to go up, and if they're losing money, shares tend to go down. But in this case, every single reason that has been cited for the market movement has had to do with the government action. None have had anything to do with any of the companies in the Chinese market.
Well, that is one of the reasons that that China's stock market is different from Western stock markets or other Asian stock markets, and that's the level of involvement of the government, right? What did it do?
Which is huge. I mean, and it takes place on a number of different levels. For most of the largest companies in China, the largest shareholder is the government. All the market has to know is that the government is going to sell a lot of the shares that it owns in these companies, and they can really anticipate with great accuracy that they'll be flooded with new shares to buy and prices could very conceivably go down. The second way that the government controls things is through all the actions that it takes around the market. For instance, the rumor yesterday that was considered quite jarring to people was that the government would impose a capital gains tax. Today, the government let it be known, possibly because of the steep sell-off yesterday, that it would not impose a capital gains tax. There was great concern that the head regulator for the government was going to resign. There's been no sign that he would resign today. There was indications or rumors that the government was going to encourage or force insurance companies, which, again, they are the largest shareholders in, to sell their shares in the stock market. Again, today, there doesn't seem to be any indication that they're doing it. You know, you can go through every idea about why the market was falling, and it all goes back to some action of the government. And in fact, if that is true, and that's clearly what people believe, then you really have to wonder, what sort of market is it? Or is it a market in any sense that we understand in terms of trying to balance off, you know, the profitability of a company or supply and demand? I guess at the end of the day, what people are saying is the profitability of companies and their ability to distribute stock and their ability to remit the things that stocks brings, like, for instance, dividends to shareholders, all stems from government action.
Now, why then did what happened in China have such a big impact on the U.S.?
Well, in the entire Chinese market, the amount of shares that foreigners are allowed to buy is slightly under $10 billion worth. They are a tiny part of the market, and that $10 billion is a tiny part of the world capital markets. So in terms of money and economic value, the global exposure to the Chinese stock market is close to non-existent. I think what people are worried about is, does a market suggest what's going on in the broader economy? Did the sell-off in China mean something was going on in China that would somehow imperil global growth? Now, China has been incredibly important for the world's growth. I mean, its economy is expanding at an extraordinary rate, something, I don't know, in excess of 12% a year. And if China stopped expanding at the rate that it was expanding, it could have serious repercussions throughout the world.
Is this the first time U.S. markets and Europe's markets have been rattled by China's financial markets?
The market had a sell-off about a month ago, and that rattled people a bit here, but it didn't seem to have the same impact on the Western markets. What happened in the Chinese market happened at the same time as Alan Greenspan made some disconcerting comments about the American market. It happened when you have all the losses in the mortgage markets, and I think it was it came at a time when people were concerned about other things, and symbolically, China means a lot.
Tom Easton is Asia Business Editor for The Economist magazine, based in Hong Kong. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.